Can you try to put in the words the meaning of that record for you and tell us the meaning of being able to move into that category?
Of course, I mean, it'll mean a lot to me. I mean, it's fun to be on the same page and the same list of all of these great goaltender and be part of that group who has been fantastic for this game. You know, the fun part of it is when you start in the NHL, and especially for me, all I wanted is to survive. You know, I was hoping to make the Montreal Canadian and hoping one day I'll be an NHLer, and here we are. I mean, today, I mean, in that position and be able to pass the best goaltender who played the game.
Well, you came in with survival as the goal, and you did that pretty well because you won a cup your first year in the league. At what point in your career did you actually realize that you would have a chance to become the all-time winningest goalie in NHL history?
Well, I guess when I hit the 300 number, I mean, I said, I think I have a chance at it. I mean, 147 away, I mean, it's going to take 3 or 4 years before that happened and all that. And by the same time, I mean, I have a chance to play for a very, very good hockey team.
If you had to choose between breaking Terry Sawchuk's record or winning one more Stanley Cup, which would you pick?
I'd pick the Stanley Cup. I think to me, I mean, it's being a kid, and that's where you always have to start from. What was your objective when you started in this league? I mean, record are nice. I mean, they're coming with great career and all that. And I think these are things that you cherish more when you're done. And you look at it and say, wow, that was something.